A few years ago, Chilkoot Indian Association, or CIA, started exploring alternative heat sources to avoid high oil prices. In 2012, CIA installed a biomass boiler for a subdivision that it manages. A year later, another biomass boiler was installed for its admin building. Harriet Brulette is the tribal administrator for CIA. She says heating with pellets is definitely cheaper, but it doesn't solve the issues of sustainability and fuel security.
We are happy with the pellet system, but we're reliant on shipping pellets from the lower 48. And really, how do you create a sustainable community if you're having to import pellets? It doesn't make sense.
CIA received a grant to see if wood pellet production would be conceivable in Haines. Brulette says that, unfortunately, it doesn't look realistic.
What we found is that because we are in a rainforest, that it would end up costing us a lot of money to dry the product out before we could use it. We would have to import wood from somewhere else that was drier in order for the system to work.
But there are other sources of fuel for biomass boilers. Haines State Forester Greg Palmieri is particularly keen on the prospect of producing wood chips to use as fuel.
Developing that industry in a small community is much more feasible than designing and building a pellet plant in a small community and trying to create a market for it.
He says chips produced in Haines could be used by a new biomass boiler that the borough is installing to heat the school, public pool, library, and administration building. Most of the design for the new chip boiler was completed in August. Since then, Public Facilities Director Brad Ryan has approached the Haines Economic Development Corporation about researching the potential for using local lumber to fuel the new boiler. Some municipalities have already begun using local wood chips to fuel their boilers. The city of Craig on Prince of Wales Island installed a wood chip boiler which heats two schools and the community's aquatic center. The chips come from Viking Lumber, just 6 miles away. However, there is some skepticism about whether wood in Haines is suitable for fuel. Palmieri says it is unfounded.
The concern I think that a lot of people have is the moisture content of sitka spruce and western hemlock is high and therefore unusable. But this is in fact not correct. Off the stump, you know, the estimates fall within the range of the design of the boiler that's being installed.
But achieving the optimal moisture content is still a challenge. The city of Craig had to install a wood dryer in order to use the chips produced by Viking Lumber. Also, the emissions from chips are slightly higher than pellets, and chips require larger storage areas. Doug Olrud of Olrud's Market installed a pellet-fired boiler for his shop in 2014. He says he considered a chip boiler, but there simply wasn't enough space.
Obviously, we would love to get something locally sourced, because we, on our pellets coming in, we pay more to ship them from Seattle to Haines than we pay for the pellets. So it's doubling the price of our pellets just for the shipping. So I'd absolutely love to get away from that. But it would depend on the chips, how big a storage facility we'd need. I think right now, based on the chip boilers that I've seen, we don't have a space in our physical building right now.
As for CIA, Brulette says that they may have the space to build a wood chip heating system, but it will take more research to determine if it's worth it to make the switch. The Haynesborough is still figuring out how to make the most of local timber for a fuel source. In August, the borough purchased a wood chipper in hopes of leasing it to a local operator to help produce wood chips for the new boiler. As of yet, no one has leased the equipment. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.